And we're back. It is today's Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper along with Bonnie Berman. Our Food and Dining Thursday has arrived, and we're joined by chef, author, syndicated columnist, producer, my longtime friend Linda Gassenheimer. And it's the roundabout today. We always have fun with those. Linda, we have three vivacious, talented restaurant reviewers joining us today.
The vivacious course, part is
of
nice.
Of course, along with you, and of course, along with Bonnie Berman. I'm really surrounded here.
Good.
Outnumbered.
Behave yourself,
more
Joseph
like
Cooper.
It.
Yes, you know, it's our popular restaurant review program, and there's always lots of news. As you know, South Florida, there's openings, there's closings, there's all kinds of things going on. And as you mentioned, we have three reviewers with us. Jen Koretnik, she's the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine.
She's been
Magazine.
Doing this for years.
15 at least. But we Welcome. Said it was 1,001, right?
Whatever. And sitting next to me is Elaine Walker. She does restaurant reviews for the Miami Herald in Broward, and she's also the business writer at the Herald. Welcome, Elaine. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks, Linda. Great to be here.
Wonderful. And joining us by phone is Jan Norris. She's a restaurant and food critic, and she's from Palm Beach. Welcome, Jan.
Hi, Linda. Hi. How are you doing today?
Great to have you with us by phone, and if not in person. Then we'd have another woman here with Joseph Cooper on his own. Okay, but we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any tips or restaurant treasures that you'd like to share with us? Maybe it's a mom-and-pop place with really great food. Give us a call. That's 800-743-WLRN, 800-743-9576. And do we have emails, Bonnie?
We do. It's radio@WLRN.org. That's radio@WLRN.org.
And please keep those brief.
Right. But so if you can't get through on the phones, then you can email us. Well, our favorite wine columnist, Fred Tasker, is not with us today.
He's in flight, I believe.
Yes.
Yes, he's in flight to the snow, actually. But he will be back with us next week. But you can read Fred's column, his wine column, in today's Miami Herald. All right, so lots of openings, new restaurants, established ones with a new look, new face, chefs changing venues. There's always something happening here. I recently was at two rather upscale restaurants that were quite nice. One's called Villa Azur. It's a very, very French restaurant. It's stunning, really stunning. Charming courtyard, authentic cuisine. It's a bit pricey, but if you want a very romantic, lovely evening, it's the place to go. And another very romantic place.
Where is
place.
It? The French one.
It's on Miami Beach.
Villa Azur.
At 23rd near Collins.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and another one at 23rd and Collins. It's where the old Eden place used to be, or some of you may remember, was it Tallulah, Jen?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was
right,
Tallulah. It's called Tosca. And that's at 23rd and Collins. Another, you walk in and you're just stunned by the garden and what they've done there. It's just beautiful, really, really beautiful. Again, it's French, it's sort of French, Italian. I'd say it's more Italian, really very much more Italian. But
well, very luxury.
Very luxury, yes. Pricey, but really beautiful place. That's only part of my story. Jen, do you have a few places you'd like to mention?
Well, lately I've been going to a lot of Italian restaurants, it seems. And like you, you know, I'm booked to go to Tosca, but can't wait to see how much the entrees cost. But if you're looking for something a little bit less expensive but just as delicious, you can go to Dolce. And believe me, I'm getting these all confused because it's Dolce, it's Tosca, we've got Serafina. So suddenly we have this Italian explosion on the beach. But Dolce is run by the Scarpetta people. And the portions are enormous.
The restaurant at the Fontainebleau.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And Scott Conan, who is the chef there and the owner, he's fantastic. So you can imagine that for a slightly less pricey meal, but with a lot of food per portion, that you can have a very good experience at Dolce.
Well, that sounds good. Okay.
Yeah, which is very nice. It's on the porch and just inside the lobby of the Gale South Beach Hotel.
So all of this happening on the beach.
Yeah, as always, we love the beach.
Let's hear from Elaine Walker. What's going on in Broward?
In Broward, I mean, you're seeing continued expansion of some of the locally based chains, like people like D'Angelo, his more affordable concept, the pizza and wine bar concept that he started in Fort Lauderdale. He's recently expanded that to Weston. You've seen a new chain move into the market that's taken root in Pembroke Pines for its first location, called Voodoo Barbecue and Grill, which is kind of giving Voodoo Barbecue and Grill. It's kind of New Orleans meets barbecue, an interesting take on barbecue. And then in my column for the Herald, I look for more of the moderate to casual places. So a couple that I've been to recently that have been some nice surprises is Tuscany Cafe in Dania Beach, which is really kind of a little hideaway, also Italian, as Jen mentioned, that's kind of in an old antique store, kind of hidden on a side street. Used to be just a coffee-type bar and now is a full-scale restaurant. And also Ceviche by the Sea in Fort Lauderdale, which is a nice place trying to really make a name for itself in this continued explosion of Peruvian cuisine that's starting to pop up around South Florida.
A lot of that coming at Peruvian. Great. Okay, so let's go to Jen Norris, Palm Beach. What's happening there?
We've got old favorites, Bert and Max, teaming up again. They're longtime restaurateurs. You know Max from Max's Grill, and Bert Rappaport from Henry's, Bogart's, and the more recent Decade 84. They've just opened out in no man's land in West Del Rey, west of the Turnpike, in this new huge shopping, you know, dining venue called Del Rey Marketplace. And they've opened with a place called Bert and Max's, which is basically just sort of a new version of Max's Grill. You know, a little of this, a little of that, nothing earth-shaking or, you know, groundbreaking, but it's what the diners want. They've got that down. You know, they know what they want. Chicken and waffles, short ribs, all the standards, wood-fired oven pizzas, big burgers, turkey burgers, grilled fish and chicken, that kind of thing. And
you're making us very, very hungry.
Old school desserts like frozen Mississippi mud cake. When have you seen that on the menu lately?
Wow, that sounds great.
Well, they've gone back to the 80s by getting back together. So, you know, on the frozen mud cake.
Yeah, there it is in a nutshell. So, and they got their finger on the pulse in the South County for sure. You know, they know what those diners want. Max, Dennis Max had recently opened the Mexican, a casual California Mexican in Boca, but I heard just the other day that he sold his interest in it, and now he's opening up a mess of these Max's Harvest casuals. Max's Harvest is his farm-to-table thing in Delray Beach that's done very well with Chris Miracola. Really nice food, reasonably priced, just a nice little spot, you know. And now he's going to kind of turn that into a fast casual chain and bring those throughout South Florida. So I'm anxious
to see
how that's
like
going to work out.
A lot of money behind some of the fast casual chain kinds of places. Now, we've got a lot of calls coming in, so
How about the number again? 1-800-743-WLRN. 1-800-743-9576. Which caller would
Mike
you like
first? Mike, line one. We'll go to Mike in Miami.
I assume that's Mike, me from, am I the one?
Yes, you are the one.
Good afternoon. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I enjoy the show. And recently, about 2 or 3 months ago, I discovered a place in Homestead. It's called Whistle Stop. And it's located in a building, historic building. It's about more than 120 years old. First train station, first library in Homestead. And you go inside, the atmosphere is fantastic. It's a hotel upstairs, restaurant downstairs, and the food is out of this world. Hospitality is unparalleled. And I live in Kendall, but I go there at least twice a week because I enjoy the atmosphere. It's like a New England type of...
And you said Whistle Stop?
It's called Whistle Stop, and I think it's called Hotel Redland also because it's a hotel upstairs. Mm.
Wonderful. That sounds great. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, whistle stop is what I'm trying to get the train in Miami Shores to do. Whistle stop.
Perfect.
Was that a joke?
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
Thanks. Shall we go to line two?
And Linda, you'll have all these restaurants on your website,
yes.
dinnerinminutes.com, right?
Thank you. On my blog, I'll be listing all these restaurants. They'll be up this afternoon. And let's go to... did you push? Okay, Oscar. Oscar in Cooper City.
Hello.
Hi, Oscar.
I'm recommending a little Italian restaurant called Broccolini's. They're in Cooper City on Sheridan and Hiatus. In a little strip shopping center there next to the Winn-Dixie. And it's great, fresh, home-cooked Italian food, much better than you would find in the little mom-and-pop places that you find around the area.
Oh, great to hear. I had seen that on my list to check out. I'll have to go look at it soon.
It's excellent.
Okay.
Great for lunch, great for dinner.
That was Elaine Walker, Miami Herald.
Yes, Broward Reviewer. That's okay. great advice. Thanks so much. Thanks for
You're
your
welcome.
Call. Bonnie, do we have an email?
Yeah, we have a couple. Jessica wants to share her favorite Mexican restaurant. It's called Orale, O-R-A-L-E, in Hollywood. Food's super authentic, excellent tasting. Also, their On the Rocks margaritas are supreme.
Let's go.
It's a perfect spot for gathering
I'm
on
all
a Sunday,
it.
Sunny afternoon. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's Orale. I guess it's pronounced in Hollywood.
Uh-huh. And you had another one?
Did you? We have another one for the most incredible cupcakes. This is from Jennifer in City Place in West Palm Beach. They're made from scratch, taste like it, delicious, huge gourmet cupcakes stuffed with decadent fillings.
What's the name of the restaurant?
It's Sugar Chef Cupcakes.
Oh, that just says it all.
It's in City Place in West Palm Beach.
Okay. Jen, do you know about that?
I do. I think it's part of a chain, but I could be mistaken. I do know about it, though. They've been there a while.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, also, yes, go ahead, Jen didn't mention the Kong River House in Miami Beach. Did she talk about it on her previous show, the South Beach spot that's from the same
That's really gotten huge, huge play. It's in the area where the old Missy Yip used to be, just off Lincoln Road there, and I've gotten a lot of good comments.
Yeah, I've been there several times. It's excellent. Very,
it
very
is.
Good.
Very
and the chef is so
Thai.
Friendly.
Yes, very authentic Thai and Southeast Asian cuisine. It is amazing. The vibe is great. I can't say enough about it, frankly. And he's just been nominated by the Beard House for the best new restaurant. He's in that group for the semifinals. So
great.
Bring him on.
Yeah, that restaurant is the brainchild of John Kunkel, who's also the guy who's behind Lime and Yardbird. He's been wanting to do the Southeastern Asian cuisine because he'd lived over there for many years.
Oh, is that
before.
Right?
Yeah, so he wanted to bring kind of a different take on Thai to the U.S. versus what most restaurants
He's been
offer.
A success at all so far, two other restaurants.
Right, and he's got a new one that's opening right now is Swine in Coral Gables as well.
Has it opened yet?
It was supposed to be opening like this week.
What was it called?
Swine.
Swine.
You
know,
swine like pig.
Like pigs. You know that name, don't you?
Yeah.
You're surrounded by women right now. We won't go
All right,
there.
Let's go. We have lots of calls here. We'll try to get to them. Line. Okay, Matthew in Miami.
Hi. You were discussing a couple of Italian restaurants. This one isn't new, but Miami on Ocean, I think it's in the 400 block. There are several other Italian restaurants there, but really reasonable prices and fantastic food, great service, really good wine selection.
Sorry, say the name again, Matthew. We didn't get it.
I think it's Miami. It's spelled M-I space A-M-I. But so that's just a really great Italian place I've enjoyed several times. Also in Coral Gables, the local craft food and drink, maybe not quite as refined as some other places you've mentioned, but they have one of the best craft beer selections, both on tap and by bottle. That I've found so far, and their food, their gastropub kind of focus, but they do, and even the simple stuff, just like their truffle fries, for example, are just top-notch.
So Miami means my friend, right?
Yes, it does, but I'm guessing it's a play on words with Miami as well. But then also somebody, you know, they mentioned the place down Homestead, and it reminded me of Knossberry Farms, so if you want cinnamon rolls, it's hard to pass it up when you're in the Redlands or if you're down that way.
And this is the exact time of year we should run down there.
Absolutely. My son took a field trip to Knossberry Farm. Can you imagine? I gave him an order.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they were supposed to pick strawberries.
For the strawberries
who cares
or the pecan?
About the strawberries? Give me the rolls. Give me the cinnamon rolls.
keep their business card.
And he did. He brought me back a dozen.
I keep their business card in my my windshield visor to give them a call and place an order on the way there, so I know they're always going to be there. They won't run out.
Okay. Terrific. Thanks,
hey, thanks for
your call. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to the next call. Is it Luba in North Miami Beach? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I'd like to recommend this restaurant for sushi lovers. It's called Shinju.
How are you spelling that?
S-H-I-N-J-U.
Okay, Shinju. And where is it?
They have three locations, really. My favorite is Davy. It's a sushi buffet restaurant. But they have also, for people who just want to accompany sushi lovers, they have the cooked food. It's always fresh and it's always great food and amazing turnover.
Yeah, okay. I've been there many times. They have multiple locations. They have Davy, they have Pembroke Pines, they also have Coral Springs. And they're definitely a step above most of your sushi buffets. You know, their quality is quite better than you find at most of them.
Okay, then that was Elaine giving us that information. Thanks, Luba, for your call. And let's go to line one, Dean in Boca Raton. Hello, Dean, you're on the air. Hi,
yes,
Dean.
I wanted to recommend there's a vegan restaurant in Lake Worth called Darbster. And they're opening one in Boca Raton. I believe it's going to be toward the end of April that they're opening up in North Boca Raton on Federal Highway. But as few of vegan restaurants as there are around, this is one of the better ones.
What was it called again?
Darbster. I believe it's after their dog.
Oh.
D-A-R-B-S-T-E-R-S.
It's actually in West Palm Beach, not Lake Worth. It's
yeah,
right on the
it's
line.
Right on the line. It's
yeah,
right on the line.
It is.
On the canal. It's a delicious place.
It is. We've talked about it before. It's really great. I highly recommend it. And I can't wait till they open in Boca. I think they're going to do well down there.
Yeah. Yeah. Closer to my house, for sure.
Okay. And Miami has a new vegan place. Have you
Thanks
heard
for
about,
your call.
Have you heard about this one, Linda?
No.
Bunny Cakes.
Bunny Cakes?
Yeah. It's vegan. It's allergy friendly. And it's located in Midtown. And they have all of these flavors of cupcakes. You can get gluten-free or... You know, if you're allergic to dairy, you can get them dairy-free. It just, you put their order in and that's it.
And,
so,
and where was it again?
Midtown.
In Midtown.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic
idea.
Is
it only for cupcakes?
It's cupcakes and other pastries.
So it's a pastry place.
It's
my
a bakery.
Kind of place.
Right.
My kind of place.
Of course. Our kind of place.
Bonnie.
And just giving out the number again to call in with your favorite restaurants.
We have some lines open.
1-800-743-9576. 1-800-743-9576. Or you can email radio@wlrn.org. We have an email, but before that, I just wanted to say, I just found out this about Sublime, talking about vegan restaurants, that 100% of their profits go to organizations that promote animal welfare and a vegan lifestyle. Did you know that?
Yeah, they're
100%
they're very,
of their profits.
They're very supportive.
Yeah, they have that ARF.
So where are they located?
Sublime in Fort Lauderdale.
In Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, yes. between them and the people who name the restaurants after dogs, this is an animal-friendly show.
Yes, okay.
We should call PETA.
Well, Fido's Cafe.
Well, speaking of animal-friendly, I don't know about this. This is for Joe. The best pork sandwich I ever had, this is Amber, is at the Georgia Pig Fort Lauderdale. It's 60 years old.
I frequent that place. I don't want people
Joe's
to know
regular.
About it.
Okay, well, it's 60 years old this year and located in Fort Lauderdale off 441 near 595.
It's just south of Davie Boulevard.
Oh, okay.
All yes, right. See,
it's
he's
brown.
A regular.
And it's not cooked on charcoal. It's real wood barbecue.
Yeah, they say it's a fire pit.
Yeah.
You bet. Been there forever since I was a little girl. We used to go there. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's actually on 440. It's by 441 in Broward Boulevard. It's been there forever.
All right.
There's a new barbecue place. Have you been to Pride and Joy in Wynwood?
No, what is that?
It's a new barbecue place. Actually, it's probably been open a few months now.
I've driven by.
I'm surprised, Joe, you haven't gone yet. I haven't
I'll
gone yet either. Maybe we should go right after the show.
I think we should.
That sounds great
I'll
to me.
I'll buy.
Oh, I'm coming. We'll all join you,
Joe. Guys, I can't get up there.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. Line six. It's
okay.
Carl. Carl in Hollywood. Hi, Carl. You're on the air.
Thank you. I just would like to bring to your attention something very unusual. Dining on a beach is usually not expected to be a fine cuisine. Sugar Reef in Hollywood on Broadwalk is a tremendous exception, and I'm not trying to plug it. I'm very enthusiastic about it because I've eaten many, many places on the beach as well, in Dade, in Miami, and in Broward. But this place, the decorum is beautiful, has been around 18 years. The owners and chef, Patrick, and his wife, Robin, are very attentive. They serve these days no longer lunch during the week, only on the weekends, but the dinner, of course, every day. And it is really spectacular views from their restaurant right over the beach onto ocean. And again, the ambiance, the presentation, they are very consistent. It is imaginative.
So when you say it's on the beach, it's facing the beach?
It's right on the Broadwalk.
It's almost literally on the beach.
It's on the Broadwalk. They have a terrace that overlooks the Broadwalk and the beach. So you're not literally sitting on the sand.
It's very good. Okay. It's very good.
They've been there for
phenomenal because they have people working with them for many years. They retrain. They are really well trained. They understand the dishes. They are very helpful, and people really enjoy themselves very much. I go there. I live here in Hollywood, and I go there either with visitors or myself just to simply, again, relax and enjoy something really fine.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for your call, Carl. We'll try to get some of these other calls coming in. And let's go to line five. Hi, Raquel? Raquel?
Yes.
Yes, hi. In Miami.
Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to recommend Nunzio's Italian restaurant.
Sorry, what was the name?
Nunzio's.
Nunzio's. Okay.
They're an authentic Italian family-run restaurant on 40th Street and 117th Avenue. They've been there for 30 years. The food is homemade, pasta homemade. Everything is done on site. It is terrific. The prices are very reasonable, and there is not one place that you cannot rave about.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call, Rekha.
Thank you.
Oops. Right.
Oops. Okay. So we have time for one more call before the break?
Which line?
Yes, let's go to line two. Samuel. Samuel in Miami. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to recommend there's an excellent place down in the Brickell area, which is a very original Venezuelan place, which is brand new. And I know that here in Miami, there's not much of that part of South America. And it's a great place. The food is amazing, especially for the brunch time.
Well, what is it called? What's the name of it?
It's Doggies.
Doggies?
Doggies, yes.
Again, anyway. Animal friendly?
D-O-G-G-I-E, are we saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it strictly Venezuelan, or is it Venezuelan Italian, Venezuelan French?
No, it's actually strictly Venezuelan.
That's good.
And what amazes me is that it's actually like I'm from Venezuela, and it tastes like if I'm eating at my mother's kitchen. So
we'll have to check it out.
I was very happy. I kept going almost every weekend for like a month or two. So I became friends with like the people that work there and everything because it's like eating at home.
Well, sounds good to us. Thank you for your call.
All right.
Well, I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and this is our Restaurant Roundabout program. We have Jen Koretnik here with us. We have Elaine Walker here with us. We have Jan Norris here with us, and Bonnie and Joe's. And we have all of your calls. So we'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and it's our Restaurant Roundabout program. We've been talking about South Florida restaurants, giving us the latest news. Jen Koretnik, she's the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine, and she's also a travel critic. And
not as frequently as I used to be.
Okay.
And an English teacher.
Yeah, well, and no.
Creative writing teacher.
Creative writing, exactly. Well, she's just skipping school a little bit today.
Shh. Okay. You just blew my secret.
There you go. Nobody will know. Elaine Walker, she's Miami Herald Broward restaurant critic, and she's also business reporter, writer for the Herald. And Jan Norris is a critic from Palm Beach. They've been giving us information, but we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. You've been giving us some great tips on restaurants. Give us a call. It's 800-743-7222. WLRN 800-743-9576. Bonnie, email?
Email, we have some, but it's radio@WLRN.org. Radio@WLRN.org.
Okay. So, Bonnie, you have an email for us.
Tony Dells in West Boca Raton, best Italian food around, family-owned hole-in-the-wall place. You'd pass it if you didn't know it, from Alyssa.
That sounds worth checking out.
Tony Dells in West Boca Raton.
Okay. And did you have another one, did you say?
It's the India Grill in Westchester, profiled in the Herald in January 2013. Same owner as the Punjab Palace in Kendall.
Right.
Used to be. And food is great as ever. Flamenco dancers and guitar on the weekend. Plus
flamenco dancers.
What does that do with India?
Well, I can't tell you.
That's very interesting.
Okay.
Cultural.
Maybe they're wearing saris and not dressed in ruffles?
Let's go to line nine. Hi. On that note.
Yeah, right.
Michael in Fort Lauderdale, you're on the air.
Hello. Yes, thanks for taking my call. I'd like to recommend the Green Bar on 17th Street in Fort Lauderdale. They just have a beautiful presentation, very clean food, all vegan. I'm not a vegan myself, but after I eat there, I always feel so good. So I just wanted to give them a shout out.
It's only vegan then?
It is, yes. It's only vegan, but they do have juices, all kinds, and they're really creative about it. They just have a really nice presentation. Everything's so clean and good decor. And
okay.
Is it lunch and dinner or just lunch?
It's just lunch. They're open till 4. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for your call.
Thank you very much.
Let's go to line 10. Cal in Miami. Cal, you're on the air.
Sorry, Cal, we can barely hear you.
We have a really bad connection. Oh. Can you shift around a little bit?
Can you hear me now?
There we go.
There you go. Okay. Go ahead.
Sorry. I wanted to recommend a Cuban restaurant that I like a lot. It's called La Carreta, which means the wagon, translated.
Well, that's been around for a while. Is that a chain?
That's a chain, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And most people, the one on Southwest 8th Street and 37th Avenue is the one I like. But a lot of people go to Versailles, but La Carreta's good. And for lunch, for like $7, you could have a really good deal there. And also, I wanted to tell you, like, when they announced the restaurant called Orale.
Yes?
It's really accented in the O, and in Spanish, it means to pray. Orale. Orale means to pray. So it's Orale, not Orale.
But Orale, okay.
You wouldn't have known. And Orale. And it also kind of means how the Mexicans speak. It means, hurry up, hurry up, come on, come on. Orale, orale, it's good, it's good.
I thought that was andale.
It means like, oh, man, something like that. Orale, orale, get on with it.
Okay, well, thank you. Thanks for the advice. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And do you know Bea Napoli on Miami Beach? The Italian restaurant Bea Napoli?
Oh, yes, that's been there a very long time.
Yeah,
I used to go in there and have gnocchi. Walking off the street, they always have things ready.
We need to get to some other calls, but thanks for your call.
Which line would you like?
Let's go to line 7. Giovanna. Hello, Giovanna. You're on the air from Miami.
Hi. Chef Giovanni, longtime listener, first time a caller.
Yes, go ahead. We lost him.
Oops. It's better than a longtime caller, first time listener.
Well, that would be kind of
Giovanni,
an oxymoron.
Did you call back? We're so sorry. Technical problems here.
He just dropped off, yeah. So where do you want to go, Linda?
Okay, so let's go to line 1. They've been waiting a long time.
We want to go to Pride and Joy. What are you talking about?
We already established that. On Joe's wallet. Sarah in Miami, you're on the air.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to recommend a place that's kind of new. They opened up, did a little quiet opening right before Art Basel in the Design District, and it's called Be Sweet Coffee Shop.
Be Sweet?
Just the letter B and then sweet. It's a husband and wife team. He is actually a pastry chef. He's like a 5-star pastry chef. Has had really wonderful accolades. Tom Warshack or Warhatch. And she is from Buenos Aires. He is from Binghamton. I think that's where the B sweet comes along. But they do everything, baking on the premises, cooking on the premises. It's sweet and savory. It is. They're so warm. It's such a cozy place. They do most. My favorites are these little egg cups that they wrap in bacon and just they bake an egg in it. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. That sounds
they
awesome.
Bacon. That Joe will be there in a minute.
Yeah. They do wonderful biscotti. They do Nutella almond croissants. Everything is so refined, though. It's just so
great.
Nice.
Okay.
Brand Japan and everything.
Sarah, thanks for your call.
I think that place might be on my way back to school.
I have to tell you, there's so many bakeries and sweet places opening
up.
Yeah,
it's a big trend. Yeah.
I was at one in South Miami, Cafe Bonjour.
Oh.
Because you know I used to live in France, I walked in and I looked at these French pastries and I nearly fell over. They're really, really authentic. But they also have
French
food.
You and Jacques Pepin.
Why not? But
Julia Child.
Yeah, and then exactly. There's the Acme Bakery also. The federal people opened that. Yeah, it's a big trend. You're right.
Big trend in our... Okay, let's go to line two. Maggie in Pompano Beach. Hello, Maggie. You're on
Hi.
The air.
I wanted to recommend Valentino's Italian Cuisine. And we're new in Pompano Beach. We've been open for like 3 months. And all fresh desserts, cappuccinos... Really good. Everything's fresh. All the food.
Okay, so more Italian.
Well, since we're talking Italian, I feel like I should throw MC Kitchen out there.
It's
which is
really,
really
good
excellent.
Italian food.
Mm-hmm.
Right, MC Kitchen. Now, that opened up where Fratelli Leone used to be.
Right, Italian in Italian. Former Italian. But Dina Marino is the chef there, and it's fantastic. It's really very good. And they have this dessert, which is very simple to make at home if you're interested, the affogato, which is espresso poured over vanilla ice cream. So you get your sweet and your sugar and your caffeine and your coffee all at the same time.
All right. Terrific. Thank you. Thanks for your call, Maggie. And we'll go to...
Bonnie's got an email.
Oh, she's got an email. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Okay. Rand wants to know about Lebanese restaurants. Any Lebanese restaurants?
Anyone?
No light bulbs going off here.
We've got three critics here.
Well, we do have that in... Was it in Coral Gables? Or maybe Coconut Grove. There used to be a couple of Lebanese places. But I think they might have gone out of business.
Well, there's Curry's. I think if they're still there, they're in South Miami.
Right. That was Lebanese.
K-H-O-U-R. Mm-hmm. Y. I think they're still there. I'm not sure. But it's such good food. Maybe we need
there's
more.
There's the kebab place up on North Miami, Biscayne Boulevard, Rice. I can't remember the name of it. It has another place on South Beach. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Rice
and
something.
Rice and something. Right. Yeah, there's a place. There's a place in Broward that I'm not sure if it's Lebanese or kebabs, and I'm blanking on the name. It's at the corner of University and Sunrise Boulevard.
Is that the Persian place?
Not the Persian is on the other corner.
Okay.
It's the guy who. Moved over, it's in the southwest corner, and the name escapes
me. Maybe somebody will be able to call in and let us know about some Lebanese restaurants we'd like to know, if you have any for us. So let's go to line four. Is it Evelini? Is that how you say it? Evelini in Coral Gables?
That's correct, Linda. How are you? I just, I was driving by and down Coral Gables and passing right in front of a swine, and you guys mentioned it, and then I saw the Bula that used to be on the Porcine site just opened as well. Have you guys been there? Do you have any
that just opened last week, I believe.
What is it called?
It's called Bulla, Bulla, and it's a new Spanish restaurant open in the Porcine site, which was very good. I'm not sure why they went out, but it's actually the same owners.
So they've
really
just changed
they changed the concept a little bit. And
that's on
I'll be
Ponce.
Going to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I stopped right in front of the restaurant and knows that I am to kind of take a look and peeked in. It seems that they put a new bar and a lot of the dishes seem very similar to Porcine, so I don't know exactly what the change is, but I was curious. And then I heard you talking about Pride and Joy as well, and very curious about it because been wanting to go, but... didn't hear the best reviews, so would love to hear if you guys go talk about it next time.
We will.
Thanks for being our little scout. Thank you very much.
There's nothing Joe hates worse than barbecue that doesn't live up to the expectations, so I'm sure you will hear about it.
Thank you so much, and I wanted to say hello anyway because I know many of you ladies, you might know me by my full name, Eveline Bastos Klein, but haven't seen you guys in a while, so wanted to call in. Thanks. And I always enjoy this show.
Okay, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you. Hey,
now. Okay,
where are we going?
Go to line 5, and it's John in Oakland Park. John, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, yeah. I recommend Sean and Nick's Courtyard Cafe right on Wilton Drive in Wilton Manors.
John and Nick's?
Yep.
And what kind of food do they have?
A little of everything. Great pork chops, and they never get those wrong. And daily specials, you get two for 20 on Tuesday nights, and Wednesdays is buy one, get one free, and
So where is it again?
Open all night on weekends.
So that's
right on Wilton Drive.
Wilton Drive.
Yeah, 2211 Wilton Drive, right at the intersection of Northwest 6th Avenue.
Okay. John and Nick, thanks for your call.
Yeah, Wilton Manors.
You'll be going there a couple of nights a week.
Okay. Only if Joe pays.
Yeah, only if we get a chauffeur. Wilton Manors is exploding.
I think he works there.
No, just a regular. It's a family sort of neighborhood restaurant, and it's great. Anybody comes from out of town, bring them there, and they keep deciding to go back.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Remember, all these restaurants will be listed on Linda's website.
Yes, and there's quite a few today.
Dinnerinminutes.com.
Thank you very much, Joe Cooper. Joe, we have time for one more call.
Okay.
All right, let's go to line 9.
Okay. Line 9. There
line
we go.
9. Eve, Palm Beach Gardens. You're on the air.
Hello. I am calling with a recommendation. Mrs. Smokey's Barbecue in Lake Park.
Mrs. Smokey's Barbecue. Okay.
Mrs. Smokey's. Yes. A family-owned barbecue restaurant. The best barbecue I've ever had.
I think maybe she was formerly in Sunrise. Or across from the Sawgrass, it rings a bell, Mrs. Smokey's.
Yeah, it does.
She was there. That place was very good.
She
got her start in New York. I've seen reviews on the walls, and she dates back to New York.
Yeah, Mrs. Smokey's was always very good.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call. We need to go to a break right now. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking about South Florida restaurants. My guests are Jen Kretnick, covering Miami-Dade, Elaine Walker, covering Broward, and Jan Norris, covering Palm Beach. We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and it's our Restaurant Roundabout program. We've been talking about South Florida restaurants, giving us the latest news. Jen Kretnick, restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. Elaine Walker, Miami Herald Broward restaurant critic and business writer for the Herald. And Jan Norris, she's a restaurant critic from Palm Beach.
Jan, are you still there? We haven't heard from you.
You bet. I'm still here, okay. And I wanted to mention a restaurant that is out of these three areas, but it's in the Keys. It's new.
It's in our listening area.
Linda gets down there. It's mile marker 88, and it's called Meat, M-E-A-T, Tap Room and Grill. And Badai makes all his own condiments for burgers and things like that. It's casual dining, great beers. It's just a great new spot in the Keys, I think. And I think he owns a restaurant called Taste down there. The chef's name is Joe Patty.
Going there for seafood might not be a good idea.
Well, I think he does have a fish sandwich or something like that, but this is one of those places when you're tired of seafood, there you go.
Okay,
I don't think there's any doubt about what they serve.
Good recommendation. For those nights when you're not going out, how about a dinner in minutes? This is a 15-minute dinner. Joe Cooper, you can make this one in 15. Okay?
I don't know.
All right. It's an Italian-American meal. Shrimp scampi with basil linguine. You get the large shrimp, and they're smothered in garlic and wine.
Can't go wrong there.
They can't go. And tossed with some linguine. And the linguine has been tossed with some fresh basil and olive oil. Really quick and easy dish. I just teamed red vermouth with garlic, cook that a little bit, put the shrimp in, cook that for a couple of minutes so the shrimp turned pink, add a little hot pepper sauce, and then put it over that linguine.
I've never seen red vermouth.
Well, it's delicious. You'll try it and you'll love it. You've already eaten most of it.
Yes, I have.
I guess you just loved it. Okay.
Pretty garlicky for you, Linda.
Well, I thought it was for you, Joe. Just for you.
She's worried about your heart.
With garlic?
Yeah, it helps. Cleans out the vessels.
All right.
And it keeps vampires away, too.
Okay, that sounds great.
Continues our Italian theme of the day.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay. All right, the complete recipe. It's at dinnerinminutes.com. And also the blog there will have the list of all the restaurants mentioned today. You can read my salmon recipe. It's salmon smothered in white wine. It's in today's Miami Herald.
Linda, have you been getting into the bar?
Well, I've been hanging around with you, Jen. What else could I do?
Well, we have to make up for Fred not being here, right? Uh-huh.
Yes, and Fred will be joining us next week. Follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. We have somebody giving us a Lebanese restaurant suggestion. Hey, is it Hazy?
Hazy.
Hazy in Miami. Tell us where the restaurant is.
Sure. I have a Middle Eastern accent, so I came to the rescue. You guys were talking about Lebanese restaurants, and there are actually quite a few. You mentioned, Linda, you mentioned Khoury, which is a great restaurant. A couple blocks up north, right on Sunset and 58, there's a restaurant called Marhaba, which means hello in Arabic. It's family-owned and run restaurants. Been around for about 10 years. It's still there. Food is great.
That's right on Sunset, near Sunset Place?
Yes.
Yes.
And then, of course, you mentioned there's in Coral Gables, there's the oldest one of them is Marouche, and is still there. It's still open, and they have great food. Now, in terms of Lebanese food, is really has a, I would say, probably 90% overlap with Syrian food because they share the culture. And maybe 70% to overlap with Jordanian, Palestinian, and Israeli food.
Right. So is there another restaurant you wanted to give us the name?
There's a Persian restaurant, Kebab, is in 77th and 98th Street. It's in the Kendall area near the Guitar Center, if those of you are familiar with it.
What is the name of the restaurant?
Kebab.
It's called Kebab.
Is it called the Rice House of Kebab or the Kebab? Because we have an emailer saying it's Rice House of Kebab.
And that's the one we were trying to think of before.
Yeah.
So they have several around the county.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for your call.
Well, thank you very much. Filled us in on some of that information that we needed. Let's go to line 7. David. David in Miami. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Thanks for holding. I know you've been on a long time.
Yeah, I wanted to recommend the Blue Collar restaurant and Biscayne Boulevard in the 60s.
Blue Collar's great.
Yeah, Danny Surfer is the owner and chef.
What I like about Blue Collar, although they have a lot of plates of meat and barbecue and, you know, they have the scallopini of the day. So,
uh-huh. Oh, yeah, you've talked about that before.
Yeah, I love that. Because you never know what it's going to be, but you can always order it because it's always delicious.
So it could
delicious.
Be veal.
It could be chicken. It could be, yep.
Eggplant.
Yep, yep. And they always have so many vegetable dishes. So it's really a restaurant for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and try their latkes in the morning. Their latkes are great.
Oh, yeah. They have an excellent brunch menu as well.
Okay, yeah. Terrific. Well, okay. Thanks for your call. We'll try to get to some of the other calls that are coming in. Let's go to line 10. It's your name is Forrest in West Palm Beach?
Well, hello. This one is for Jan. She's probably familiar with this restaurant. It's the Bistro up in Jupiter. Which I've just loved for years, and we never get a bad meal there. The service is always impeccable, and the ambiance is just so nice. You know, it's lively, but not loud. And whether you're there with a group or just for an intimate dinner for two, you know, there's always something new on the menu. And I don't even know the name of the chef there. I'm trying to remember. But it's our favorite place. And we just love everything about it.
Great. Thanks for the call.
So, yeah. It's a long-time fixture there in Jupiter. A group of Irishmen run it. And it's Chef Paul, and I can't think of Paul's last name. He's going to kill me, but he's a dear friend and does a great job up there. Very fresh food. I like him, too.
Great. Okay, thank you. Let's go to line 1, Fabian. Fabian in Miami, thanks for holding on.
Hi, long-time listener, first-time caller. Love
thank
the show.
You.
Two recommendations. In Miami, South Beach, it's called Bianca's. Great Italian food, fresh salmon, great octopus. And in West Palm Beach, it's called the Thirsty Turtle. It's a some of the best wings in town. Great food, great drinks, great ambiance. Yeah, pretty much just giving out a little info for the viewers.
Thirsty
for the
Turtle. Where is the Thirsty Turtle? Sorry.
Thirsty Turtle is in West Palm Beach.
West Palm Beach. Okay.
Actually, in Juneau Beach.
Juneau Beach.
What's so special about the wings?
The sauce that they're actually tossed in, and they come in mild, medium, and hot. And I would recommend medium because it's a little spicy, but a little sweetness with some garlic into it. Very glazed, so delicious wings, delicious wings.
Okay, thank you very much. Do we have time for just one more?
One more call.
Very quickly, line two. Michelle, we only have a few seconds. Fort Lauderdale, what's your restaurant recommendation?
Hi. My question is, I used to love Cafe Scirocco in Fort Lauderdale, and they recently closed. Are there any recommendations that might fill that void in my life?
Would you know?
In terms of, I'm not familiar
that
with...
That type of... you're not familiar with Cafe Scirocco?
Yeah, no, I hadn't been there.
Okay, well, it was this amazing restaurant where they had just really fresh food. It was very one-of-a-kind, but I guess if you're not familiar...
Right, Michelle, maybe somebody will let us know later on.
Okay. Might be on Linda's website.
Yeah, go to my website and fill in and let me know about that. But we're just out of time. It's always a very popular show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For everybody who called in, and we're sorry we couldn't get to
those
people.
You must have taken 35 calls.
Yeah, and that's all of those restaurants are going to be up on my website, dinnerinminutes.com. And I'd like to thank Jen Koretnik. Fun packed day. She's the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine.
Elaine Walker
from Miami Herald Broward, restaurant critic. Jan Norris from Palm Beach. And Fred Tasker will be back with us next week. Joe and Bonnie, great talking with you both. Next week, we'll be talking chocolate with Chef Alan Susser. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.
And thanks for tuning in for the Restaurant Roundabout. Our apologies to those callers we couldn't get to. Our producer, Richard Ive, technical direction from Caroline Brader-Watts. Paul Leary is online producer. Free audio archives and downloads at our website, WLRN.org. Also, more information at the Topical Currents webpage. Tomorrow at 1, it's Ed Bell and the South Florida Arts Beat. Monday, we return with a unique history of humans circumnavigating the globe. With many means and vehicles, it's been going on for some 500 years. Now to the calendar. On this day in 1906, 107 years ago, the birth of mobster Bugsy Siegel in Brooklyn. A boyhood friend of Meyer Lansky, he was shotgunned to death in Beverly Hills in 1947. And on this day in 1932, 71 years ago, the last Model A Ford rolls off the assembly line. It had 40 horsepower, 4 cylinders, an electric starter, and cost $460. No GPS or sunroof. One more while we mix martinis in the swamp. On this day in 1983, 30 years ago, the final episode of MASH airs on CBS. Goodbye, farewell, and amen. It garnered a 60% share. Max Klinger married a Korean girl. Commercials for the episode were more expensive than those for that year's Super Bowl. And so we leave with a quote from Hawkeye Pierce's letter home to Crabapple Cove. Quote, Korea's pretty much the same story. The fighting goes on, the hatred, the violence, the senseless brutality, men behaving like animals. And then there's the war. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman, Linda Gassenheimer. Stay tuned now for the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.